Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to chat to you today about choosing flattering hairstyles. And so there was a couple of things. One of the most common questions I get is people think, if I just know my face shape, I'll be able to choose a flattering hairstyle. The reality is there's actually way more to it than that. And one of the most important things to think about when you're choosing a hairstyle is how much time am I prepared to spend doing it? Because if you are a wash and wear kind of gal, then you're going to need a wash and wear kind of hairstyle. What's actually going to work with your hair texture, the thickness, all those sorts of things. Now, so that is number one, how much time. So I know I'm 3 minutes or less per day hair. That is my limit of doing my hair is 3 minutes. Longer than that, not going to happen. It's only very special occasions. So therefore, I know that there are certain hairstyles that my hair won't do. I've got slightly what I call kinky hair. It's not completely straight, but it's not curly. And if I just wash it and leave it, it tends to just dry with some weird angles and it doesn't look good. So I do have to blow dry it. But I do know that therefore, I need a style that I can blow dry fast and quickly. And so for me, this is why I've had so many bobs over the years. This is why this actually works really well, because especially with all this undercutting, there's not a lot of hair there to do. So it really speeds up the process for me. So the first thing I want you to think about is how much time am I going to spend, am I prepared to spend doing my hair every day? Second question to go is, what is my hair texture? Because that's going to influence what it will actually do. So if you've got really curly hair, there's no point in going, I want one of those hairstyles that's really, really straight, particularly if you don't want to spend any time doing it. Now, if you want really straight hair, you can do that, but you've got to be prepared to spend a lot of time doing your hair every day. So what is your hair texture? If it's more coarse, has it got more body or less body? Like, I'd love to have more body on my hair, but my hair just doesn't have a lot of body. And without a huge amount of blow drying, then that's never really going to happen. So I know for me that, you know, my hair has not got a lot of body. I've got quite a lot of hair, but it's fairly flat. So therefore, I've got to look for a hairstyle that's going to work like that. And then, so what's your hair texture? How does it actually work? What hairstyles are possible with your hair texture? Then we want to think about your facial features. Do you have features you want to draw attention to or away from? So when we think about facial features and hair, hair can point at areas of your face. So if you want to draw attention to an area, having some hair that points at an area, say if I had a little short layer, that's going to point at that area. You know, I've got quite a large forehead, so having a little bit of some sort of fringe helps to make it look a little bit less large because my features are actually in the middle of my face. So even though I actually have an oval face, it appears to be more oblong because my features are centered in the middle of my face rather than being more spread out over my face. And this is why it's not just about face shape. There's so much more to it than that. So kind of, what are your facial features? Do you have larger facial features, smaller facial features? Those sorts of things. What's your jaw like? Do you want to make a feature of it? Because if you have hair that just stops slightly above your jaw, you're going to be making more of a feature of it. Versus if you have hair that goes past your jaw, you are not going to be making a feature of it. So looking at those features is also really important. And also thinking about, well, how short works for me. And this can be based on partly on jaw, partly on ear placement. So where is your ear on your head? So some people, and this is something most of us have never realized, but some people have slightly higher set ears and other people have slightly lower set ears. Now, a lower set ear will tend to mean that your jaw looks a little bit shorter. And if you have a shorter jaw, particularly as a woman, it will look a little bit more feminine. Now, Nicky Hamilton, who is an English kind of celebrity hairdresser, he came up with this formula for how to work out if a very short or pixie sort of hairstyle will work for you. So if you want to have, you know, short hair. And what he did is, it's a measurement. So it's taken from the base of your jaw, the base of your ears, lobe, to the base of your jaw. And if you measure that length, Mine is 7 centimetres. That means that my hair is not ideally suited to pixie. So he came up with it was 5.5 centimetres or less, which if I just turn my ruler over, it's about 2 inches. So if you're in imperial, it's 2 inches or less between that base of the jaw and the base of the ear. And if you're in metric, it's about 5.5 centimetres. So if you've got a shorter jaw, you can have less hair without your jaw looking more prominent. And kind of dominating your look, versus if you've got a shorter jaw, a longer jaw, you might want to have a little bit more hair that comes and softens around your jaw. So you can have short hair, but you just want a little bit more hair. This is why I wouldn't have it this short on both sides, just on one side. So when we're thinking about face shape, that then comes into the equation after we've looked at all these other things. So with face shape, we're looking at balancing your face. So if you have so the oval face is our kind of ideal, it's fairly balanced sort of face shape, then you can have many hairstyles because we're not really having to do too much balance. If you have a shorter face shape, so either a square or a round shape, you can often feel that your face is wide, so that what you don't want is volume at the side. You want the hair down the sides to be more narrow. And this is why often people have round or square face shapes, like straight longer hair, because it helps to make their face look slimmer. And they don't want a heavy blunt fringe because that's going to shorten down your face as well. So it's either kind of, when we've got a shorter face shape, it's either thinking about having some height or length in the hair, and that's going to balance up your face shape. If you've got, say, a heart-shaped face where you've got a broader forehead and narrower jaw, we generally want a little bit more hair down the bottom to balance out that broader forehead. So the hair kind of creates the volume that the forehead does. If we've got a triangle face shape, therefore we want actually hair down here to bypass the jaw. And often we might want, if we've got a narrower forehead, so we get that in the triangle and also the diamond face shape, often some sort of fringe or, you know, and it can just be some sort of soft sideswept fringe, or it could be a blunt fringe, helps to soften off the forehead as well. So there you can go. You can see there's lots of different things to think about when you are considering what is the best hairstyle for you. But remember, it's, you know, how much time am I going to spend doing my hair every day? What will my hair actually do, my hair texture? And then what are my facial features? What do I want to draw attention to or away from? And then also things like, so length of the jaw and, you know, facial features, size of the features, all those sorts of things. If I've got a really large nose, do I want to have hair that points at my nose? Maybe not. And then we're looking at face shape. So they are all things we have to consider when choosing best hairstyles for us, our lifestyle, and, you know, to make us look and feel stylish in a way that we want to, because hair really has a big effect on how we feel. And this is why there's a term, bad hair day and good hair day. And it's because it really can profoundly affect how we feel. And I do notice myself that when I take even that 3 minutes or less to do my hair, I feel better during the day than the days I can't be bothered. So hair can have a profound effect. So finding those things rather than just randomly, you know, choosing a hairstyle that looks great on somebody who looks nothing like you, it can really help you find the best hairstyles for you. Thanks so much for watching. And I do have a hair and makeup masterclass. And in the hair masterclass, we actually go through lots of information about choosing hair colors, hairstyles, using different hair textures, going gray, all those sorts of things as well. So if you're interested in that, head over to my shop and look for the hair and makeup masterclass, which has got masses and masses of tips for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.